Have you ever stopped to ask which world we're actually preparing our children for with the things we teach them now? I think about this often. For a very long time, the heart of education was acquiring knowledge, remembering it, and giving the correct answer. Children were trained to understand the textbook, to memorize its contents, to find the standard answer, and then to prove on an exam that they had mastered all of it. That system once worked well because in an age when information was hard to come by, being able to remember more, calculate faster, and answer more accurately was itself an important ability. But now the world is changing. AI can already search, organize, generate, translate, summarize, and even help us reason. Many of the things we used to treat as the fruits of learning are being rapidly taken over by machines. If we keep training the next generation in the old way, having them chase standard answers, fixed procedures, and single solutions over and over again, then we may not be preparing them for the future at all. We may simply be helping them adapt to a world that is slowly disappearing. So what really needs to be rethought is perhaps not whether to add AI to the curriculum, but the fact that the very purpose of learning is changing. AI literacy will of course become important. This doesn't mean every child has to become an engineer. It means they need to understand what AI is, what it can and cannot do, which answers are worth consulting, where to be skeptical, and which judgments should not be handed over too easily. People in the future who don't understand AI will be like people in the past who didn't understand writing, printing, or the network. It will be hard for them to truly take part in how their age works. The ability to prompt will also become a new kind of basic skill. On the surface, it looks like nothing more than how to ask a question. But at a deeper level, it's really about training a person to organize their own thinking.
Can you state the context clearly? Can you define the problem? Can you offer good constraints? Can you turn a vague feeling into a direction that can actually be explored? These abilities directly shape whether a person can collaborate effectively with AI. But for me, the more fundamental question doesn't end there. As machines grow better and better at handling information, human education cannot stay at the level of information processing itself. What truly needs to be cultivated are the human capacities that complement AI: judgment, the asking of questions, imagination, the making of connections, empathy, a sense of responsibility, and the ability to make trade-offs in complex situations. Because what makes us human is not simply that we know the answers, it's that we keep asking in the places where we don't know the answers. We choose between values that conflict. We place knowledge back into our lived experience, our social relationships, and our ethical responsibilities, and there we understand its meaning anew. So, the question of education in the age of AI looks on the surface like a question about technology. But it's really more like a question about human beings. We shouldn't only be asking whether children should learn AI. The deeper question we need to ask is whether children should learn AI. The deeper question we need to ask is this: when AI can already do more and more of our tasks for us, what should people still be learning for? Is education meant to cultivate more efficient workers or people with more judgment who understand the world more fully and who use their abilities more responsibly? Perhaps that is what this age truly deserves to reflect on. The purpose of education was never merely to deliver children into the world as it already is. It was to help them gain the capacity and the feeling to face a world that hasn't fully taken shape yet. When the world is changing, learning itself must be understood anew, not in order to catch up with the machines, but so that people can become more fully human.